National Park Service boat safety checks conducted in the Yukon-Charley Rivers National Preserve between Eagle and Circle in recent weeks have resulted in conflicts. One man has been charged with disorderly conduct and other offenses, while charges are possible in a second case. Yukon-Charley Preserve Superintendent Greg Dudgeon says the agency conducts river patrols during hunting season to enforce laws and be proactive.
We're out there to be a course of help and assistance when needed and make sure that that the hunting fishing regulations, as well as some basic Coast Guard safety regulations, are being followed.
Dudgeon says that includes proper licenses and boat registrations. Yukon River resident Wayne Hall says in one of the recent incidents, longtime local Tim Henry was handcuffed by rangers after refusing to cooperate about an unregistered boat. Hall, who lives off the grid without a phone, says relations between locals and the Park Service are the worst he's seen in 18 years on the river. John Sturgeon in Anchorage, who's hunted in the Yukon-Charley area for 40 years, says law enforcement has always been a sore issue.
It's more Big Brother every time you go up there. Every year I go up there, there's more and more inspections. And I think these two guys that were kind of quote-unquote roughed up by the Park Service both did not think that the Park Service had authority on navigable waterways because they were actually standing on and were on state-owned property. And that's kind of one of the big rubs, and it kind of complicates this issue and makes this one a little more unique than other places in Alaska.
Sturgeon says he'd like to pursue a court case challenging the Park Service jurisdiction, but has deferred to the state, which is pursuing administrative appeals. The Yukon is one of many navigable waterways in Alaska that the state was granted management over when it was admitted to the Union, but is still working to assert that right. Park Service spokesman John Quinley says the agency has jurisdiction to conduct law enforcement.
There are a couple of regulations that apply both in 36 CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations. One allows us, gives us jurisdiction on waters within the boundaries, inside the boundaries of a National Park Service unit. And the other, specifically for waters, allows us to stop and board vessels to examine their paperwork, licensing, that sort of thing, and also to inspect for required safety gear.
Quinley says river patrols are also on the lookout for hunting and fishing violations. The Yukon-Charley Preserve's Dudgeon says the agency has made about 60 contacts with river travelers in the last few weeks, most of them without any trouble, but he acknowledges resentment of the Park Service.
Yukon-Charley National Preserve was established back in 1980, and there have been folks living on and along and in that vicinity for decades, in some cases generations before that. And so like all parks in Alaska, we have a real sensitivity to the fact that, that people on the landscape is a part of what these parks are about.
Dudgeon says that has to be balanced with the Park Service's mandates to protect resources and manage the preserve for all people. The regulations and enforcement that came with creation of the Yukon-Charley Preserve effectively forced out people who moved to the region to live off the land in the 1960s and 70s. Eagle resident Ann Millard counts only four families who still live remotely on the river within the preserve. She says the latest law enforcement cases have revived hard feelings.
I think that's the saddest part, is I know that the folks who live in town and work for the Park Service have tried very hard to rebuild that relationship and that trust, and this just has rekindled all those hard feelings and reduced the level of trust in the Park Service to do the right thing by the people who are in holders.
Millard says some locals still blame the Park Service for the death of famed river dweller Dick Cook. Cook died when his boat capsized while traveling to Eagle for a meeting with the Park Service in 2001. Fairbanks writer Dan O'Neill documented the exodus of river residents in his 2007 book, A Land Gone Lonesome.